Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get right into today's episode. What's up, everybody? And welcome back to Monday Mastery, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, today's episode is episode number 32. And I want to talk to you today about excellence. I want to talk to you about your own excellence. I want to talk to you about how lonely excellence can be. And all too often when I speak to trainers, especially when I speak to trainers in person, and even more especially when I speak to trainers at one of our camps. Now, I don't normally do my podcasts on the day of putting them out, but today I am. And today is one day after our last practical camp, and I had the privilege of meeting some incredibly driven personal trainers, all coming to M10 to excel in their own craft. And one of the things that many of them shared in common was loneliness. Not loneliness to the point that it's getting them down, but kind of having to check themselves and wonder why everybody around them is not really doing it for them. They're not really inspiring them. And often we blame other people. We blame other people that they're pulling us down. We blame other people because they're not as driven as us. But I want you to get used to something. I want this podcast, short and sharp, to just remind you that it doesn't matter where you try and run to, what gym you try and go to. If you are a driven individual, if you are passionate to be successful, passionate to learn, passionate to get better, passionate to improve your clients' results, you are going to be amongst a minority. It's the same in anything in life. Not everybody wants excellence. Not everybody wants to make a lot of money. Not everybody wants to have an amazing portfolio of client results. Not everybody wants to look at each one of their clients and really say to themselves, am I doing the best service possible? Or looking at your business and saying to yourself, are there other ways that I can grow my business? Are there more opportunities for me? Are there areas that I'm not really looking at? Studying every day is a route towards your own excellence. Becoming a master of your craft. And as I said a few minutes ago, there's not a lot of people that do that. So you need to be prepared to be on your own, but then also go in search of other people like you. And what I got a chance to watch at the weekend, and my team also got a chance to watch, was how much interaction and how much energy everybody gained from being amongst others who are all trying to excel. And we're very privileged with the people that come, the coaches that come to M10, is they're all driven. They're not just trainers in search of a bit of information. They're trainers that are in search of excellence, refining their craft, getting better with their results, pursuing another degree out of life. And so if you find yourself in an environment that you're frustrated and you feel that your enthusiasm and passion for what you do comes in waves, it's mainly because you're either not circulating yourself with people that have got the same desires as you, or you're allowing those around you to pull you down. You're allowing those around you that don't share the same passion and interests as you, which is okay. But you're allowing their desires or lack of desires to hold you back. So excellence in itself is the pursuit of better, the pursuit of more, becoming a master of your craft. And guys, look around you. How many people do you actively know right now who are right at the top of their game? Or who are right on the path to becoming top of their game? There's not as many people think. There's a lot of average. And you, if you're listening to this podcast, you're not average. You're not the sum of the 10, 15 trainers that are around you every single day. So my advice to you is accept that wanting the best out of life can be a lonely place. It can end up with, you know, a very few people around you who are like-minded, or you've got to go in and search. Sometimes you've got to let friends go who haven't got like-minded views to you on life and money and career and business or just opportunities in general. Or sometimes you've got to leave the gym in search of more to be around more inspirational people, or you've got to travel more, go on more courses, work with more mentors, Skype call with more peers, and get in front of these people that inspire you and motivate you, and you'll find that they are there. They are there. But as you grow, you've got to find them, or as you go, you've got to accept that you've got to be your own inspiration, your own motivation, because there are going to be less people around you like you. Guys, excellence is a lonely place, but a very, very rewarding place. So do everything you can to keep moving forward. And believe me, the right people do end up migrating towards you, and you end up migrating to them. So just keep focused on excellence and don't let average pull you back. Guys, have a fantastic Monday, and I'll speak to you all soon.